You rarely see groups of women or girls playing football in France, but there are some who do. And for some of them, you can say that sometimes it's more than just a game, more business.
It's a way to have confidence and to prove that girls can do the same things that boys.
Anne, a 20-year-old university student in Paris, she's studying biology. She attends football practice 3 times a week at a club in Paris. She started playing the game when she was a little girl with the boys.
In the beginning, they didn't want that I play with us. You feel like a parasite, but I insisted and I integrate. And playing, I progressed very quickly, so they accept me quite quickly.
Good, but she dropped the sport when she got older because there were no clubs, no girls' teams where she lived in Mantes-la-Jolie, northwest of Paris.
Mantes-la-Jolie is very far off Paris. It's in the fields. So the football and the sport in general was not very developed.
University, there wasn't any girls' team.
Started university in 2002, where she found it difficult to play football as a woman.
Could play with the guys, but we were maybe like 2 or 3 girls. So we never had the ball. I mean, a couple of them were okay with us playing, but it wasn't like, just give me the ball and I'll go score for you. You know, that kind of comments. They're trying actually to include you, but it's not the right way. So it wasn't fun.
Lynn, who's 31 years old today, started playing football as a child when she was living in China. She was the only girl in her class, so if she wanted to play with her classmates, she had to play the game. She continued through high school, though her family did not approve.
I had comments from my mom and all that, you know, you shouldn't run so much with the boys and like be more girl-like. And so, well, I had to hide. I had to lie to my parents. Eventually, you know, it was a choice. It was like a statement also, like, I want to play, I'm going to play.
France for university, she found it difficult to find a women's team to join. Her university started a women's team only in 2006. Today, a decade later, Céline says there's been a huge increase of options for women and girls to play the sport in France. And Anne played with the PUC, the Paris University Club, a football club founded over 100 years ago in 1906. Senior women practice 3 times a week in a stadium in southern Paris. Since Friday evening, they arrived at 7 p.m. and started warming up for a game the next day. Started a women's team in 2000, not that long ago in the history of the sport in France. Women's Division I football was originally created in France in 1918. It was eventually dissolved in 1932 and only revived over 4 decades later in 1975. And women professionals only started signing contracts during the 2009-2010 season. It's only been in the last decade that there's been a push to get more girls to play the sport. There's still a pervasive sense in France that football, and sports in general, is a male activity. Girls in France are just not expected to be athletic. Or if they are, it's more in the artistic realm, like dance.
Volleyball is more acceptable. Anything that has contacts, I think, is not considered a girl's sport.
An image of themselves that is not linked to sport and physical activity, which is very masculine, very manly. It's all about the strength and the competition.
Maxime was with the French think tank Sport and Citizenship. He says not only do French women and girls not see themselves as athletic, they also don't see themselves in leadership roles in clubs and federations.
This is the big gap, this psychological barrier for women to think that this is a male activity and that they will never be able to coach women and even more to coach men and to coach little boys. Sport is a very conservative sector, and you can do all the campaigns that you want. You can do all the communication that you want. If you don't change those mindsets on the ground in the clubs at very local level, it's very unlikely that girls will engage more and more in physical activity.
Football remains a masculine sport throughout a lot of the world, though not everywhere.
My name is Helen, and I've played football since I was 6. I come from Norway. Football is huge for women, so everybody plays. Everybody starts playing football when they're like 5 or 6.
Helen is in France for an internship at UNESCO, the United Nations agency based in Paris. She was looking for a football team to play with and found the PUC. She has a lot of fun here. She recognizes, though, that Norway's inclusion of women in football from a very young age is unusual.
working at UNESCO with people from every country in the world, when I say that I play football, they sort of get, oh really? You know, there's like, they're sort of surprised. But I think that depends, you know, if you talk with people from, say, Egypt, they're like, oh, you must be on the national team or something, you know.
Hasn't spent that much time in France, Helen has the impression that the situation is changing for women in football.
Football here in France is really, you know, up and coming compared to earlier days, especially since the national team is really good at the moment, and I think that really helped.
The French women's football team came in fourth at the 2011 FIFA Women's World Cup. Céline says the team and women's football in general, also with the success of the Lyon women Division 1 team, has captured the imagination of fans, both male and female.
At the beginning, when we went to watch the, you know, the girls playing, in the public, it was mostly girls. There were like no guys, except those that were accompanying girls. But now they have like, it's really mixed, the groups of guys coming.
Maxime Leblanc, media, is key to promoting the sport in France, and he says that broadcasters are starting to see the value in showing and covering female sports.
I think that the media, I think they've understood that people want this alternative. You have channels like Eurosport, for example, who have invested huge, huge budgets in women's sport, and it's primarily men watching women's football.
And yet, there's still a ways to go. France launched an initiative a couple of years ago to promote women's sports on TV, and the Audiovisual Council says it's seen a doubling of women's sports being broadcast, from 7% to 14%. Leblanc says it's hard to get sustainable coverage of women's sports. He gives the example of women's basketball, which got a peak of interest in 2012 when the French team made it to the Olympic semifinals.
There was a lot of supporting for this French team. But at the same time, when the Olympics stop, the stories stop. There's nothing on TV, nothing in the newspapers. So you have this very bright and very important spot during 2-3 weeks. And then it just drops. Those women who practice sport at an elite level, they're role models for the young girls. And when you don't have consistent stories about them, about where they come from, where they're going, where they play in the clubs, it's very hard to follow and very hard to have a long-term and consistent strategy to engage more girls in physical activity.
Besides encouraging women and girls to play, media companies to cover it, Leblanc says there's also the business side of sport and football that has a role in encouraging women.
Sponsors are slowly understanding that women teams are an asset. With the mess and the problems and the scandals that you see mainly in men's sport, people who invest money in sport are trying to find alternatives because they don't want their brand, their image to be linked to scandals and problems.
There's a tendency to idealize football as a less competitive, cleaner version of the sport, untainted by scandal. But Leblanc says it's not about it being played by women. Rather, it's because it's a relatively new sport, and therefore it can't avoid the pitfalls of its male counterpart.
I can take a guess of how women's football will look like in 50 years. Will it be like men's football? I honestly don't think so. They have seen what happens when you let everything go, when the governance is not right, when there's no transparency, no solidarity, no democracy. So when you portray yourself and you present yourself as an alternative to an existing sport that seems not to work anymore, at least you can accept that you won't make the same mistake.
PUC team is continuing practice drills. Three groups are passing the ball between them. Lines. Céline is watching. She's not practicing because of an ankle injury, but she's here anyway. She says the women tend to be more committed than the men in the club. Rain or shine, injury or not, they tend to come out for practice. For her, there's also a difference in the way that women and men play the game.
See, then guys, you know, the guys are going to take the ball, and then if they want to go alone or they want to do something, they're just going to do it.
Partly because many women started playing as teenagers or older, whereas boys start much younger. But as more and more little girls do start to play in France, this will likely change.
So on Wednesday we have like the little girls playing, and when they're little, they mix. And so you see like all boys and then maybe 2-3 girls in the middle, and they actually play really good. And then when you look, you watch, you know, like under 13 or under 16, they're really good. At their age, we weren't like that. You know, the girls who actually played longer with boys when they were like teenagers and everything, they're rough, like on the field. They're less intimidated.
This RFI Paris.